This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez in Nigeria on a tour of the National Hospital in the country's capital, Abuja. The hospital is the best in the country, where Nigerian officials and the wealthy get health care. But this is a city, the most affluent one in the country. The majority of Nigeria's 135 million people live in smaller towns and rural areas. 6 out of 10 Nigerians live in poverty and have little or no access to basic medical services. But if basic computer technologies that people in the West have become used to over the past 5 years can be deployed, it's conceivable that even the poorest and most remote Nigerian could be treated by doctors at the National Hospital. Dr. Patience Ahmed, the director of patient services at the National Hospital, says telemedicine could bring that about.
For us in the developing world, we're talking about state of the art, but that's not really our immediate problem. Let me give an example. A woman who is in labor in a rural setting, she has to be transported from that setting. The roads are bad. For you to bring her, the risk, if you're able to provide that service for her where she is, without having to move her, you have saved her, you have saved the child. You haven't provided advanced technology, or you've been able to provide a doctor at the other end, or the midwife, do this, do this, do this. Simple technology. For us, that's what we're still relying on. Even for a child that is sick, as we saw in one of the films, with a middle ear polyp, just telling the doctor, look into the ear, and then your colleague at the other center tells you, oh, this is a polyp. And minor surgeries can tell you, do it this way. So for us, high tech, but we're still looking at the very basic things, skin conditions, you want to make a diagnosis, you have a doctor at the other end who is maybe a very young doctor, and you have your colleagues that have the know in the bigger center, you can talk, bridges the gap. So we are not looking at MRI. They are important, but they are not things that will immediately benefit the larger number of our population.
Dr. Ahmed is among the group of medical professionals, technologists, and journalists who have come to the National Hospital on this last day of October in 2007 to see the results of the initial deployment of a telemedicine project aided in part by the chipmaker Intel. Intel chairman Craig Barrett says the company's participation in helping to improve the technological infrastructures of developing economies is both a good thing to do and a good long-term business decision.
What we're about to demonstrate in this capability is something that we have been working really around the world with in a number of countries. It's an issue where the technology is currently available. I think the technology is very strong. It has the possibility to impact hundreds of millions of people around the world. And because I come from the IT sector, and there's a lot of talk about how information technology can influence lives and how it can change societies and change economies, I will resist doing any of that discussion today, because we're really not interested in talking about technology and how it impacts healthcare, education, economic development, or the ability of governments to communicate more closely with their citizens. We're only interested in demonstrating actual bottom line results. We're very happy to work here with the Ministry of Health, with the National Hospital, one of the local hospitals. But what we are able to demonstrate, I think, is real live technology which can impact the lives of people today. It's not talk. It's not hypothetical. It's not futuristic. It's real-time capability today. It's technology that is available. And well, we're here and very happy to be in Nigeria, working with other people here in Nigeria who are also interested in helping people and bringing technology to their lives. As I said, this is not an isolated event. We have done similar demonstrations in other emerging economies like Brazil and India and China and Egypt and South Africa and Lebanon. What we try to do is go around the world, work with people who are equally enthusiastic about the capability, to get bottom line results, to show what is possible. And I think what you see today is a good example of what is possible and what can be rapidly proliferated to not just one example, but hundreds or thousands of examples to impact tens or hundreds of millions of people. So our pleasure to be here today, National Hospital. Our pleasure to work with the people of Nigeria, not only in the area of healthcare, but also in the area of education, and showing how technology can achieve real results. Not just talk, but looking at the bottom line results.
The details of the vascular shock of the conjunctiva is quite amazing.
Dr. Abiodun Olasesi, a surgeon, is the project leader. He's been managing the deployment of equipment and resources that make up the conference package of cameras and personal computers. In this demo, he shows the clarity of a super close-up image of skin sent from 300 kilometers away during a checkup between a doctor in Abuja and a patient in a distant town.
Now, that's a close-up again, still using the general examination camera, this time on the skin. And you can see details down to the folds that ordinarily, are not visible to the naked eye. What exactly is the technology behind our own proof of concept? It is a video conferencing solution, a PC-based. These are actually general video conferencing equipment. You see me, I see you. The only difference is there is a distance.
Dr. Olusesi says the equipment is the easy part. If the problem were only about acquiring laptops, Nigeria's healthcare system would have benefited long ago. But the deeper issue is broadband. Just a few days before I made this recording at the National Hospital in Abuja, Craig Barrett was in Kigali, Rwanda, at a summit called Connect Africa. At that summit, political and technology leaders got together to talk about how to attract investment in broadband infrastructure on the continent. Think about it this way. The laptop is the vehicle that takes you to the internet, but broadband is the road you drive on. And if you are aware of the state of Africa's roads, you can complete the analogy easily. Nigeria's telemedicine plans are, to a large degree, in the hands of the broadband providers. After his demo, I spoke with Dr. Olusesi in the hallway.
Intel has donated hardware here, and they have promised that they're going to kind of provide support. But the problem is with the connectivity. You know, we're going to need to work on the connectivity, especially, you know, this is a new technology in Nigeria. Presently, we do not have means of costing. Presently, this is like donated. You know, at a point, two hospitals are going to sit up and say, okay, if I have to pay X amount of money to the satellite company to get the images across, what exactly, who is going to be billed? You understand? How do we cost the telemedicine into? Majority of this patient we're talking about is more like a national hospital providing a kind of a charity consult. At the point, I have, as a point guy here, been moving around, calling my colleagues, sensitizing them, and they have been asking me questions like, okay, now, I have my normal schedule for the day, you know, and then you calling me in to come and see another patient over this system. How am I going to get reimbursed? So that issue has not been addressed, but we're going to address it as the time comes, you know.
Here at the National Hospital, following the demo, there's a sense of being on a critical mission in this project. Perhaps it's because the technology is associated with Silicon Valley, applied in Nigeria, could be a turning point in the country's stormy history. And what makes this prospect profound is this. Nigeria is in a leadership role in Africa. It was a leader for political independence on the continent and now plays a role in peacekeeping in the region. Nigeria has oil. It's a place where one out of six people in Africa live. A shift in Nigeria is a big deal in sub-Saharan Africa. The doctors and journalists I've met indicate they have renewed optimism that that shift can happen. For Podtech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in Abuja, Nigeria.